We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, did he say ticket?
You know what? I didn't realize. I need to go kiss that cop.
Yes.
I didn't realize that if you go over 40 miles per hour over the speed limit, 40, listen to this. I'm giving you a, what do you call it, public service announcement. 40 miles per hour over the speed limit, it's automatic suspension.
I told you that yesterday.
I didn't listen.
And you didn't believe me.
I didn't.
I told you.
I didn't listen.
I told you, it's reckless driving. You go to jail and you lose your license.
It's an automatic 12-point ticket, automatic suspension. How do you get to work?
He let you off the hook. You get a red license.
What's that?
That's a restricted. It's for working back from home.
Oh, God. That'd been awful. I need to get him. I'm going to look for him. I know what he looks like. I'm like...
Yeah, you'll enjoy that.
Hey!
Just saying.
Man. What? I feel like that
He might be parked there today if you want to go look for him.
I will. Yeah. I think I'm going to bring him an edible arrangement.
Yeah.
Because obviously I could have gone to the slammer and lost my license.
Yeah.
So what kind of car should I get now? I have to trade that one in. Yeah. It's just trouble. It literally is like, it's depressing. It's depressing to have that fast of a car. Like, what should I get?
Well, I'd say a Buick.
That's what I told my kid.
A Buick.
Those are nice, though.
Buick.
Buick. I'm going to get a Buick.
Yeah, like a nice Regal.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't speed in a minivan.
Minivan would be good.
No, you do.
Why?
Because you don't want anyone to see you on the road. So you try to get places really quick. So that's not the way
to go. That's not the way to... Oh, man. Okay. All right. Anyway, we got lots to tell you. Now, remember when we said that Katie Holmes said that absolutely not... that her and Jamie Foxx are not breaking up?
Yeah.
He's with another woman.
I saw the picture.
Did you see that?
Yeah. She's pretty hot, too.
She is hot.
Yeah.
Days after rumors of a split with Katie Holmes, and even though she came out and said, we're still together, Jamie Foxx was spotted with a mystery woman in Miami.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would cheat.
Why was that? Like, what was it after?
Well, the rumor was that she suspected him of cheating.
Right.
Right? And that's why they were on rocky ground, I guess. And then when she denied that, all of a sudden it confirmed the fact they were dating, seeing each other, right?
Exactly.
So it worked out. Now he's with another woman in Miami? I think he was cheating.
Man, I don't know. I feel like he probably was. Anyway. Yeah, so she's pretty, and they seem to be all, you know.
She's pretty in a bikini.
What are you, creepy?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's creepy day, folks.
Just looks suspicious to me.
With BJ Harris, it's creepy day. Oh my God. Because, you know, yes.
He's kind of out of shape, isn't he? Did you notice that picture?
First of all, you know about the bikini, and now you've analyzed him?
Yeah, he looks a little pudgy, doesn't he? I've always thought that Jimmy Foxx always had this kind of a very masculine physique about it.
Really? You've always thought about that?
Yeah, I've always thought he was a workout kind of guy. He always looks very fit.
You think about Jamie Foxx often?
No, I'm just saying, whenever I see Jamie Foxx, I always think about
his physique. I honest to God, I've never...
Look at that picture. Does he look a little out of shape?
It doesn't look bad. He looks like he's hung like a yak.
Oh my God.
Look between his... Look at this.
Why am I doing this? Why did I just take that from you?
I watched you do it.
Go. What? Okay, fine. Whatever.
If I do it, I let my guard down.
Oh, God. All right. Because I know you love it, and it's your favorite moment when I play you Kim Kardashian.
Oh, don't do this again.
Ladies
please.
And gentlemen, she's talking about how Tristan Thompson blocked her, but then she saw him at Khloe's birthday party, And she, like, asked him to unblock her.
Oh, I did it just spur of the moment. I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute, you have your phone out, and this is really awkward because you blocked me, and, you know, what's up? Like, we're all here in the same room again. Can I get a follow? Can I get an unblock at least? I had to do it. I had to.
I'm going to block her. I'm going to go right down block her.
Why?
Oh, boy.
She's going to be a president.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Let's talk about this. I would like to have a discussion on Textato 51059. Our thoughts about this. A very open, healthy discussion, if you don't mind. Trans woman will make history as she competes in the Miss Universe. What are you doing?
I'm just listening to your story.
Angela Bontz, it will be the first transgender woman to compete on behalf of any country.
She's a beauty.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? Well, is this something that, is this fair? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, how do you feel?
Oh, boy. Well, I haven't really thought about it, but...
Wait, you think about Jamie Foxx's physique, but you haven't thought about this?
Yeah, I didn't really...
All right, I'll just put it here.
I didn't really think about it that much. What do you think? I mean, obviously, you brought it up for a reason that you've had a thought or two on this.
Well, here's what I don't think is fair. Probably the height thing.
Yeah, I don't think you get judged on height, though.
Well, long-leggy supermodels, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's tall and gorge.
She is. She's very pretty. But I don't see this the same as the stories that we've had over the past couple of weeks of where these, where they were young boys at one time and became girls and they're competing in sports and they're kicking the girls' butts. I don't think it's the same.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I do understand that.
I find that not being fair at all.
I feel like she's super tall.
Yeah.
She's tall. She's got big feet, though.
Yeah, big hands, too.
Oh, yeah.
She does, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, anyway,
that'll be points off the scorecard, you think?
Big hands?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that just tells you, like, man, plastic surgery could just do anything. Look at how gorgeous she is. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's got her nose done, her lips done, her Adam's apple done.
She's a beauty.
I need to go under the knife.
Yeah. I mean, no.
I
was agreeing with you as far as just agreeing. Sometimes you just agree.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, two breaches have happened, friends, and you need to know about them. One is with the Samsung S9. Is it the S9, Sean?
S9 and the Note 8.
What do I have?
S9.
So a little breach has happened with the S9 and the Note 8, and that is it's accidentally sending out pictures to people on your contact list, and you have no idea that's even happened until maybe somebody says, hey, dude, why are you sending me a picture? It's just anything in your phone. You don't even know which picture it'll be. It's random, and they want you to call 1-800-SAMSUNG, again, 1-800-SAMSUNG, if this has happened to you. They're aware of it, and they have their technicians on it, but so far they can't figure out where the bug is.
They got to fix it, though.
Oh, God, they do.
You know, but the picture thing, it could be worse. It could be...
I don't know. That's pretty bad.
Well, it could be bank information and stuff like that.
Well, how many of you take a picture of, like, your credit card or your bank thing?
Oh, I don't.
You know, I mean...
I don't keep a credit card picture on my phone.
I do when I travel.
Do you?
Yeah.
See,
I have a picture of my passport.
That's not a good idea.
Just when I travel, though. But, like, your passport, I take a picture of that for safety.
Yeah, I don't.
So, well, for those of us that do...
Yeah.
Oh, but you know why you don't?
For those of you with a Samsung.
You know why you don't?
Why don't I?
Because you're not going on vacation. Did you read this vacation thing?
No.
You want me to read it? Do you?
Our vacation comes up in a couple of weeks. Jamie is flying off to Italy and into Paris, France. Different places. And BJ will be going to Jefferson County. Littleton, to be exact. Not going to leave the area code.
Did you see this? It says taking a vacation is not only good for your mental health, but it's great for your career.
Really?
Researchers found that people who don't use their vacation time are 27% less likely to receive a promotion and 84% less likely to receive a raise or a bonus compared to those who do take a vacay. Yes.
So if you take a vacation,
you're going to get a bonus and a, yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you work through your vacation, you're less likely?
Yep.
It seems backwards to me.
It isn't. There are also physical benefits to taking vacations, including benefits of taking time off work, including improved sleep, a better headspace, more clarity, and increased creativity.
Yeah.
You're already mad that people aren't even showing up for work today.
I know. I've been walking the hallways. Yeah. You know what? This infuriates me. It does.
Well, I'm just saying, imagine what you're going to be like for 10 days when we're on vacation. Now I'm going to be posting pictures of Italy and
I'll
Paris.
Be angry.
Oh, beer.
I have this thing, and I don't know why it is this way, but I have this thing that you know, the offices here are supposed to be open to 1 o'clock today, right? Because it's July 3rd, and I think it's because, you know, Jamie and I and producer Sean, we're all here. We're working this week, and so I went walking the hallway, Sean, to see who's here and who's not here, you know, because I told you it's going to be a ghost town today.
Yes, you did.
And you're right.
People are weasels.
Yeah.
People are weasels.
Are they weasels or are they amazing because they're taking their vacation?
I'm just jealous.
All of the people. Powerball Pete, because he's never here, he's 84% likely to get a raise.
Oh, my goodness. That is so unfair.
What?
You can't give that guy a raise? What's he do? He's never around.
I'm just saying. That's a good thing. So you need to figure... Well, let's figure out BJ's vacation.
I need to figure something out.
All right, so we're it's like 10 days total. So let's figure out what you should... You could go with Sean and Sheena on the Georgetown Loop.
Yeah, let's go camping.
They have a Groupon.
I don't like to camp.
He doesn't like to camp.
Unless it's got to be within walking distance of a Walmart.
Oh.
That's my rule in camping.
Okay. Yeah. People call them staycations. Why don't you go up to Blackhawk?
Yeah.
Well.
For a couple of days. You like to gamble.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to burn that place down by this weekend, though.
But if they don't.
That fireworks show they're about to have.
But if they do.
Because it's a little, man, that's Kinsley up there.
Why don't you just go to Lyman?
So I don't know.
You love Lyman.
I do like Lyman.
To the mall.
Don't they have the world's largest mall there?
Yes, with the world's largest fountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go there.
You know, maybe I'll go to Lyman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is a great idea.
It's out of town a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it's beautiful this time of year out there.
They've got a Walmart there.
Yep. Yep. Well, no, I'm going to the mall. The world's largest mall.
I know, but you still like
Oh, we just got a text. Just got a text.
What?
I'm on my way in, you bastards. Powerball Pete.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Pete.
Sorry, Pete.
Glad you could make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. For 4 hours. Oh, never mind.
Because they all get off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, why don't you do this? Why don't you do like a circuit of Colorado golf? This is brilliant. I love this. Golf every single day. Like Erie has that beautiful golf course.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there one day, like do the circuit. Yeah.
And I've never done the mountains.
Yeah, like, have you done
like
Arrowhead?
Keystone and Vail? You know, yeah, those golf courses.
That's what you do.
Maybe I put together
Brilliant.
A tour. I go on tour.
Yes, a Colorado golf tour.
By myself.
Oh, that's so sad.
Me, my car, golf clubs, showing up at various golf. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I thought it would have been fun. Don't you have a buddy?
I'll just go to Lyman.
Yeah, let's just stick with
Lyman. I'll just go to Lyman.
Lyman's good.
Yeah, and hang out there in Motel 6 or something.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell the trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.